Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Elhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Big Jerv and Jay Skills. Trey is not with us today. He's out on assignment. He's on a top-secret
assignment for the man. And so we have no trade today, but don't worry. His name will be brought up and brought up in anger today because I've had enough. I've had enough. I'm going to shit on him, but we'll get to the other stuff first. We're going to talk about not BMF, Power is back. Episode one was last week. Episode two was this week. We're talking about the first two episodes. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I wasn't ready, man. I know we've been saying that BMF was turning into Power or whatever, and it's like Power lasts. Nigga, you thought that was Power? Pop, this is Power. And I was like, oh, shit. That nigga's hit me left, right? I was just like, ah! I felt like I was getting some curb stopped, but we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about Snowfall. We're going to talk about Wayne versus 50. I don't know where this came from.
It came from the homie Lo, who also got
the Say Less.
Podcast with Kaz and Rosie to Say Less. But yeah, you know, he loves to start the conversation on Twitter, and he got it started. The Wayne and 50 combo.
He's a shit stirrer.
Yeah, I'm I really respect like how he gets that off, you know, because he knows how to push the buttons of the culture, you know.
Well, let me say this real quick. Patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go for the extra content. We did another watch along last week, me, Zach, and Maze. We're doing another one next Monday, not this week, but the following week. And we do one every other week. We got the OG podcast that comes out there. We have the Discord. We got so much more. Make sure you're locked in. Also, the Jade Hoy GoFundMe, that's still going. You can get the link from the Count the Dings Twitter site, twitter.com/countthedings. If you don't have Twitter, it's the pinned tweet right at the top. It's a GoFundMe. We are at $81,000 out of the $100,000 goal. There's 952 donations. Thank you to everybody who's been donating. Again, if you haven't, $10, $20, whatever you can. I see a $5 here from 2 days ago. I see a $10 from today. I see a $100 from 4 days ago. Whatever you can do, throw that out there. They're all appreciated. Let's try to get to 1,000 donations. How about that? So 48 more donations. If we can get that, that would be pretty cool too. And thank you to everybody else who's donated. All right. So Wayne versus 50. I was trying to figure out where it came from, but the moment I heard it, I was like, oh, this is gonna be one of them arguments, man. And I say one of them arguments for a specific reason. And this is gonna sound weird, but trust me, I think this is a generational argument. I think if you're older, you say 50. If you're younger, you say Wayne. Here's the messed up part. Wayne technically was out before 50 by several years in terms of a mainstream audience. Now, we're not talking about little mixtapes or whatever, because Cash Money and all that shit was 98. And 50 had like some bullshit little mixtapes, Power to Dollar, whatever, at that time. But he didn't really blow up until 02 with the G-Unit mixtapes and 03 with Get Rich or Die Trying. So technically, Wayne has been around longer, but it's a generational thing because people weren't really talking about Wayne like that until he took his hiatus and came out with, was it the Carter? Was that the one,
it was the
him and Juelz.
It was the Squad Up mixtapes, which basically transformed Lil Wayne from kind of a disrespected rapper to a highly respected rapper. And specifically, it was the Best of Me freestyle that made people's ears perk up. Like, wait, is Lil Wayne like a good rapper?
Do y'all remember this? He said, because he took a little break and then he came back and he was rapping like a real rapper, like you said. And when he came out, he said he locked himself in the studio and just listened to nothing to Jay-Z.
Yeah.
For like months or whatever.
Right.
And basically, that's how like he figured out how to rap for real and not some silly ass shits he was doing before.
I mean, there are some individuals in the city of brotherly love that while one can understand and also believe and see how much of an influence that Jay-Z was, there are some that tend to believe that that this podcaster who once was a rapper yep. named Gilly the Kid.
Yep.
Some believe that, you know, there was a little penmanship going on, a little influencing. Mm.
That's the other part of the story, right? Is that Wayne didn't just magically, like you said, lock himself in a room and emerge this fantastical rapper, that he has some assistance, and that Gilly was the father of his style and basically, you know, ghosted for him until he could get on his own too and basically run with it. Right, Derv?
So, yeah. So I'm one of those individuals that believe that for a very, 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 very long time. Very long time. I'm not going to say I still do believe it, but I do believe that there was a lot of influencing going on, the same way that one can argue that there was some influencing in The Rock going on, right? Like, you know, and I could sound like the Homer guy just trying to
Now you're really going full Philly.
Make it seem like, but, you know, there are those individuals that believe that.
Oh, is Gilly from Philadelphia? I hadn't noticed.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? But with all that being said, you said it's a generational thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think Wayne like wins, and it's not even a question.
Because I was say it was a coastal thing.
No, man.
Because it seems like a lot of East Coast bias guys are rolling with 50.
No, it kind of blurs. Like, as at a certain age, all that coastal shit goes out the window.
Yeah,
to be told. Mm-hmm. And 50 probably is the last,
unless it's Biggie versus Pac. That's the only time.
But my point is that's some old shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, got you.
Like 50 was like the last I am an East Coast nigga type rapper. Even though obviously his music sold everywhere, but like after that, it kind of blurs. You know what I'm saying? Even like, you know, you think about like, right, Drake. He raps about Canada a lot, but we don't think of him as an East Coast rapper or a Canadian rapper. He's just a rapper, right? We don't think of Kendrick Lamar as a West Coast dude. He's just a rapper.
Drake's a musician.
Yeah, okay. We don't think of Cole as a Southern, down South or whatever. So it's like, it blurs. Like, 50 was the last new artist, I guess, to be like,
I will say the drill niggas definitely have an East Coast. Like Pop Smoke was certified right, like sure. an East Coast.
Sure. Now. You know what's funny? Yeah. When I heard Pop Smoke, I didn't think, and again, I'm old, I'm washed to a degree. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I didn't think East Coast when I heard Pop Smoke. Like all that shit sounds like either Midwest or the South to me.
Well, that's where they started, and then New York niggas did they.
Of course, because that's just what New York niggas.
No. New York niggas did what the rest of the country's been doing for the entirety of hip hop. Don't even start with that. Like, we started this shit. We set all the trends, and now for once, niggas said, "Hey, that's kind of cool." That way, like, oh, here go New York niggas stealing.
It's crazy how New York niggas they're so united as a front when it comes to hip hop, right? But like if it's not hip hop, then it's always just about the borough. All of a sudden, everybody just is cool. All the boroughs is cool when we talk about hip hop, right? Like, it ain't no the Bronx this, Brooklyn that, or the Queens this shit. When we talk about hip hop, it's all good. But anything else?
Yeah, we own this shit, man. What you want? Juju. So we're talking about Wayne versus 50. Juju Gotti joins us right now. And so I said it's a generational thing. I think, like, even though technically Wayne was out on a mainstream level before 50. I think, like, if you're of a certain age, you're going to answer 50. And beyond that age, I think everyone will say Wayne.
I mean, if the age is idiot, then, yeah, you're going to say 50. Man. But if Thank Wayne, you. Bro, Wayne got too many hits, bro. Wayne,
too many hits.
Bro, Wayne
he also, so but he also had so much shit. He had so much just shit, though.
Bro. That man said he was the best rapper alive and started rapping. You feel me? And he just kept rapping. It's right now, it's mixtapes, whole mixtapes of Wayne's that you don't forgot about completely exist. But if I play for you, you will know all the damn words. Like, that's Wayne. 50 on his mixtapes, of course, it was hilarious. And you know what I mean? Ja Rule took a lot of shots. But if you go back and listen to him, you're gonna skip a couple of them guys. You
oh man, come on. Wayne's got a lot. Wayne's got a lot of skips.
Wayne got a lot of skips, but what I'm saying is Wayne got so many songs that his skip CDs, like Wayne got like a 1,000 hits. 50 got like 200.
Well, hold up, bro. Hold up. Let me be clear, because I'm one that thinks Wayne would win like easily. I don't want to use the word washed,
yeah,
because then niggas is gonna go crazy, right? But I think it's gonna be like not even like close, right? Like I think Wayne wins.
Yeah.
But let's not. Wayne had a nice run.
Yeah.
Where that featuring Lil Wayne, the Carter Two, and all that. To me personally, once you got to that Carter Three,
it was over with.
So there's a lot of there's a lot of skippage of songs.
No,
wait, you saying that Carter Three is where he fell off? Is that what you're saying,
bro? I'm the biggest Wayne.
Carter Three
fan.
Was when he wasn't like it wasn't for me anymore for Carter Three. Like, he went Wayne full fan. Commercial.
I'm the biggest Wayne fan. I know that after Carter Three, he turned into What happened was he got unked out. Like when him and that little him and Thug were beefing and they were shooting at the tour bus and all that. People was giving Thug credit for the, and then Wayne said, "Oh, that's my lane," and he turned into Uncle. And then every song he made from that point forward was Uncle Trash. I feel you, but that man did so much like MJ when he went to the Wizards. Of course, them bitches is floppers, but on them Bulls years, Scottie Pippen was like this here.
Go. What about like No Ceilings and all that came after that?
He was nice. He still had
some joints like after Carter Three, bro. He
had some moments too.
Drake's whole career comes after Carter Three, pretty much, right? Like,
we talked a lot of shit
with Drake.
Oh, but hold on.
Carter Three was like 2008, right?
2008, right. But you can't tell me that you saw what you heard, because for me personally, right? Again,
hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
The Carter 2 is like one of my favorite albums to ever for hip hop, right? Like just one of the, it's an important album for hip hop to me.
Yeah.
There's a complete different person after Carter Three. Mix album wise, mixtape wise, he stayed in his bag.
Yeah.
Right. For like, sure. but it was, he no longer was the dude where you were literally going out to get anything that had him on it. It now was, all right, he has a mixtape coming out. Which Wayne am I about to get? Right.
Yeah. Like, how to love and beyond is a different Wayne. That's kind of like the divide. But
yeah, once he got booked and came home, he never is. It just was
right.
He got rock and roll album. Like,
he had a couple bangers on that.
My boy did a remix to "Let Me Upgrade You," bro, and it was hard. Like my boy did every beat in the entire galaxy, and it's like he don't have to do no more after a certain point. You feel me? Right now, everything he doing right now is just money in the bank for some reason. I heard him the other day on NLE Chopper song. Woo, I'm like, damn, money in the bank. You feel me? This is 2028 right now. Goddamn, my boy still going for strong.
But see, now here's the thing.
50, and let's hit 50 verse, because if I hit one of the motherfucking intros to one of them weak ass BMF motherfuckers, boy.
What?
Hold on.
I wish you could wish me luck.
Salute Uncle Charlie. I love Uncle Charlie. Salute Uncle Charlie. But I skipped that motherfucker as soon as Uncle Charlie get the riff.
Well, that's because we just want to get straight to the shit.
I still listen to the power intro. Come on, just because. Okay, they say this is a big reach. Yes, sir. Let go,
yo, man.
You
wildin'. No way.
50 intro is trash.
I'm rolling. Wish me luck. Wish me luck and the Big Rich sound is 50's two last good songs. But you talk about having a gap, bro. From I Get Money to Big Rich Town, is it like it's like a 12 year gap where he didn't have no tight songs?
Because the nigga was like, hey, I'm sorry for having a life and like making TV shows and establishing myself as an executive in this industry.
What you mean? I mean, he was still dropping music. That shit was just trash.
That shit was garbage, no, bro.
I mean, he had a lot of mid out. He had a lot of mid out.
Exactly.
I want no problems with Fifth.
Exactly. I love Fifth.
I'm
exactly.
not trying to be on nobody's Summer Jam screen. Exactly. No, that shit.
But here's the deal. Y'all could say all that shit, but when it comes to a versus, we're talking about 20 songs.
We're not talking about
20 songs?
Yo,
bruh,
y'all
we've been talking about this whole time? A versus?
Yes.
Oh my God, come on.
Yo, y'all Fifth niggas really are hung up on Get Rich and Die, trying acting like this man can go there and just push play on that shit, and he about to just smoke niggas. Yo, you know what I did the other day? Meaning yesterday? I listened to that shit. Songs are cool, but I'm talking about, bro, they do not age well. They do not age well. There's a lot of songs that are not checking in at the club anymore.
Bro, you play that shit after Wayne play some shit if you want to in that versus stage.
Yo,
that mean gonna get dry as hell. Bro, and as soon as you
cannot
playing
play
that,
patiently Wayne waiting. Guy. Bro, you think he's just gonna get an automatic win off of PIMP? Like, come on, bro. Like, this
you
a lot.
Like, hold on, PIMP ain't an automatic win.
Absolutely
no,
it's not.
It's one of his better songs, but Wayne has songs.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Bro, if he goes into a, first of all, if anyone does
Lollipop, is that what y'all going with?
Nah, no, my nigga. No. If Wayne is smart, he's not even going down that lane. He's doing exactly what the Locks did, and he's coming out with all that fucking mixtape stuff.
That nigga's too high to do that, man.
That means you've never seen Lil Wayne perform.
I have at Dreamville Fest last year.
Last year, you seen Unk perform. That was Unk.
Then you know that
the nigga been in training for the last year. What happened? Literally a year ago, 12 months ago, I saw him perform.
Bruh, I'm talking about, did you see him perform in 2007?
No, he wasn't.
Did you see him perform in 2010, sir?
No, but we don't got no time machine. We're doing this now.
But the song, bro.
Okay, put like this. Every 50 Cent song. No. Every 50 Cent song. Every 50 Cent song is a joker. But every Wayne song is a bit joker. So it's like, 50 got no hits, but you better play that motherfucker at the right time.
That's what I was about to say, Juju. This is like a game of spades.
Exactly.
That's what Versus is. So you got to look at it like, so what is 50's auto wins, right? He got Hate It or Love It. He got Many Men. You know what I'm saying?
Get Money.
What up?
I Get Money.
Like, he got about 4 or 5 auto wins. Big space.
Hold on. What a blood. I mean, yo, dog, this shit on the card. I'm not saying that the song is poo. Like, the song is crazy.
Exactly.
But this is Lil Wayne, bro. Like, this is Lil Wayne, dog. Like, what if Lil Wayne come out there and put this, I don't know, off the top of my head, like, Money on My Mind type shit against that?
Yeah.
Like, that's a conversation. That's a conversation, dog.
In the club is not an auto win.
Right.
Wayne got a bunch of shit.
Baby, you gotta know that I'm just out here doing what I gotta do for me and you, so we eat.
Come on, man.
It's like
if he plays Birdman Jr. and raps the whole song.
Does Wayne, hold on, it might just be over after that. Does Wayne have a single track that was number one as long as In the Club?
It doesn't matter about number one, bro.
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
It don't matter about number one.
For Oscar again when we enter the basket.
I guess numbers don't matter anymore. Okay.
That's what you learned in the verses. It's not about numbers.
What
you learn in the verses, it's about execution. It's about your set list and your execution. And I'm taking, yes, I know 50 hasn't been touring, but I'm taking the dude that doesn't drink, it doesn't smoke, it works out all day versus the dude who almost dies every other year.
You know what you sound like right now? An NBA agent. You a front office employee. You caring about that. Let Ja Morant cook, I said.
Right. I seen Wayne with Blink-182 before the pandemic, and he was fired. But all I'm saying
from last year, that nigga was on life support, man.
his dreads is hanging on for dear life. But all I'm saying, Amin, is that the nigga has so many songs. 50 has to have a perfect playlist. And even then, bro, he's probably going to get washed because here's the other thing.
Right.
Verses don't just go 20 songs. That's a myth. Everybody who's ever watched the Verses know they go after 20.
So he got more than 20 songs.
No, he doesn't, bro. He does not have more than 20 songs.
He doesn't have more than 20 songs?
Not that he can play today, bro. He cannot play Candy Shop. He can't play Disco Inferno. He can't play a lot of the... And this is what Versus shows you, and this is why it's going to look ugly for him.
So
aged terribly. It aged like bad cheese. Bro, I'm telling you, if you play that shit in a room full of people... Those songs is not gonna go off. I'm just telling you.
Feed my boy right now. Feed Jason right now. Keep feeding my boy.
Y'all wildin', man. We shitting on Disco Inferno now? That's what we are.
Yo.
Damn, man.
Yo, if Wayne does the canon shit, dog, like.
Oh, my God.
Bro.
That shit, if he does canon, that would be the equivalent to Jadakiss's Who Shot Your Shit.
No, but that cush.
Bro, take yourself back to that moment when that freestyle was out. That was the hottest shit ever at that time.
You take yourself back to that time. What are you talking about? Y'all telling me, that doesn't age right. What are you talking about?
I'm saying it had the impact the same way Fifth shit did, but like on an underground level. And I listen to that shit damn near on the regular to this day. I just listened to 50 the other day, bro. I tried. There's a lot of shit just gotta get skipped, dog. And it's like, unless it's Ja. If it's Ja, it's a whole nother thing because the theatrics will go into it and everything. But he don't have that with Wayne.
I mean, think about it like this. DJ Khaled only exists because of Lil Wayne. He's only in existence because Lil Wayne gave him
all them first couple of Khaled joints. Yeah, Lil Wayne was... if he does that,
hold on. So that's a positive? That's a credit? Got it. Okay.
If you know how annoying DJ Khaled is, how is he propped up? Only by the greatness of Lil Wayne.
So as I'm saying, you guys giving Wayne credit for that. Like this.
Bro, 50 cool as hell. He a cool nigga, bro. That's what 50 a cool nigga. We got the same birthday, July 6th. My brother, I salute to you. You are fire. You are entrepreneur. You are example to set for black kids everywhere. But when it comes to Lil Wayne, Dwayne Michael Carter, you can't necessarily have the same lingo that you attach to, like, I'm better than
Ja Rule. I don't think
Fifth's a big enough start, like,
I'm
real
about
rap.
To die tonight. Come on, man. Ski Mask Way? That watch is nice?
There's only a handful of dudes that really, honestly, God, that Wayne should say okay to a versus.
Right. I wouldn't even agree to that.
He's just not one of them.
Wayne did a whole series with Juel Santana, man. It's like, what are we talking about? Like, he did mixtapes and made Juels harder than he was. Let's do that. You feel me?
We're doing that? Well,
blow mixtape. Birds flying high, you know how. Bruh, it's so much.
Hold on. So Wayne made Juels now? That's what we're going with?
He made them harder, yeah. Because listen, like you say, let's keep listening to Juels. And we get some, what was it? Santana Town and shit. Come on now. Yeah. What we doing?
Man,
and I fuck with Juels. I grew up on him. You feel me? Man. Who am I? Who are you?
Hey man, Juelz is overrated, but I'm not gonna do that right now.
See, all right, let's move on. Let's move on. Y'all, like, I see today is just disrespect day.
Jerv
wearing a Philly jersey, even though they got smacked by the Suns last night. Yeah, nigga.
It's all good, bro. Your niggas bad as shit.
Okay. Oh shit, man. All right. That's going to do it for us here on Black Experience Matter, motherfucker. Shout out to Juju Gotti. Shout out to Jason Madison. Shout out to John Gervais. Again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you subscribe, getting all that extra content. And twitter.com/countthedings. Go ahead, hit that GoFundMe. Give to the Jade Hoy Family Relief Fund. Remember, Jade was in that accident. We're trying to help his family out. We're trying to get to 1,000 donors. We're at like 952 right now. So if everybody can chip in, we'd really appreciate it. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.